Welcome to a solemn and sacred holy day. That's where the word holiday comes from Memorial Day, to remember our fallen. I was the DEA special agent that exposed DEA running drugs into America for ATF Fast and Furious guns going south, because personal liberty is only insured by personal weaponry. The deep state faked, swamped an investigation, a phony report, then leaked fake news to the propaganda press to discredit me, just like they did to Trump. And now, as we learn, to Flynn. But after all their lies and schemes, I was never convicted of anything, and neither will Trump be. What the deep state and fake news is doing to Trump, they did to me, but they're not really after me or him. They're after you. Until Trump, nobody took on the deep state, and until me, nobody exposed them. Now together, we are restoring our republic. This is the Prather Point. This is Jeff Prather, former special operations soldier, intelligence collector, special agent turned whistleblower, now your intelligence officer exposing deep state and fake news. This is Jeff Prather in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. So I was also a federal firearms instructor. I'm a master martial artist and chaplain, SAG actor, not anymore. And support patriotism and Tucson small business at Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650, perfectionautoworks.com. And the central business, and everything's reopening finally anyway, after the scamdemic. It's my new term, scamdemic. You like that, Kent? Kent likes that.
I like that.
1046 North Beverly Avenue. Stop in and talk to Mike and exchange views among patriots, because you defeat globalism by supporting local small business. And that is the truth. Read the truth about the drug cartels, Muslim terror, and the border in my book, Chase, on Amazon. Now it's in paperback. And our society is in crisis. And Charles mentioned he's going to interview me on my book, Initiation, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained, next week. That's also on Amazon. Great book, very spiritual book, focusing on Native Apache spirituality. Defend yourself at my dojo, BujinkanUSA.com. It's been operating continuously since 1990. Last month was the first month we've ever shut down, even when I would deploy. I used to tell my students, I'm going to Texas. Yeah, I was in Texas. And they even, I used to have a cover name, Frazier, because it sounds like Prather, and they actually even printed me up name strips with J. Frazier was my cover name back in the day when I was low profile, and now I'm high profile. Because I'm still serving my country by defending our and restoring our republic to defeat the deep state. And my handgun classes are Wednesdays in warriorschool.com. And I got lots of father and sons in there, but mothers and daughters are welcome too. And doing a lot of equine therapy, horsemanship at warriorschool.com. Just had a lady from California, Holly, contact me about that if you're listening. So love doing that, because it's the most spiritual thing I teach, the four-legged with us. But most importantly, if you want truth, not fake news, if you want freedom, not deep state slavery, if you love the show, then sponsor the show. Go to jeffreyprather.com, jeffreyprather.com, and PayPal your support and put your coin where your ear is. And that is happening, and I really appreciate that. So this is Memorial Day. Got a lot to cover, as always. Talked about a fallen friend of mine, Jay Seal, Ranger, Green Beret, and Special Agent and Snowcap Special Operator last show. Exceptional. I was also thinking about Rick Rascorla, who was a veteran of the We Were Soldiers Once battle in the Hatraw Valley, and then predicted the 9/11 tower attacks and got everybody out and died going back in to get people out of the other towers. A lot of just amazing patriots, men and women, for American warriors, because we fight, kill, and die for life and freedom. And when we win, we give the country back. And no one in the history of the world has ever done that. And that is what really makes us exceptional. So holiday comes from the word holy day. And this is really a holy day. And I'm not going to say happy Memorial Day. It's a sacred and solemn holy day. And we should remember all of our fallen from all of our wars. It began after the Civil War. There was a lady who wanted to memorialize all the dead. And Civil Wars are the worst kind of war because you're fighting each other, and it was a terrible war. And it was then made a Memorial Day of Remembrance later on. And it was also by a lot of former slaves who wanted to honor Union war dead, because the Union was fighting for freedom. And initially, Arlington was only for Union war dead, and Lincoln said, no, we're going to have all the dead there. It was Lee's estate, if you don't know that. And so it's important to remember that, and all the fallen and all the forgotten. And I also include all the Native warriors who fought for their countries, like Shenandoah, who was betrayed by Washington after he saved him at Valley Forge. You don't know about that. About the Dakota 38, who Lincoln hung because they revolted because they were being starved to death, who weren't even citizens until 1924 for the Indian Citizen Act, and that's because they fought in World War One. They always stood up. But you should remember that, and I always tell my kids that you can be proud that your father and both of your grandfathers were World War II veterans. So, big deal, and not emphasized enough out there. And if you don't know how to pay attention to that, just go on YouTube and pull up Arlington National Cemetery, pull up the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and just watch a couple short videos of the changing of the guard by soldiers, for soldiers, that happens 24 hours a day, 365 days a week, without fail, and watch that solemn, sacred ceremony at our most solemn memorial. Oh, I'm already crying. Oh, geez. So that's really, really important. And if you don't have veterans in your family, then you may not really know what it means, but you will be so much more richer if you do. So the easiest way, if you don't have veterans, because there's only 0.5% of us out there, there's not many of us, then go on YouTube and watch The Tomb of the Unknown, Arlington National, and just watch it, and it will change you. I promise you. Okay, I'm going to make a break on time here. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Proud veteran of the U.S. Army. Back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Back with you on this Memorial Day. And so the best way I can honor my fallen brothers and sisters is to help restore our republic and resist the deep state. And so that is what I am going to continue to do. And I'm just about done with the scam-demic. So all the numbers are off. There's no data integrity. We've done deep dives showing how it was created, how it was released. Had a medical doctor on last time. So I'm just going to finish this up and move on with more important stuff. So in Arizona, there's been 704 deaths. In California, 3,321 deaths. California is right next door for you Dems who don't know your geography, okay? Basically, Arizona is a Republican state. California is a Democrat state. And with all the states, like Texas, 1,369 deaths. New York, 28,480 deaths. The Republican states are opening up. Remember, the Republican Party was founded to get rid of slavery. And if you look at the total number of Republican states, 9,107 deaths, if we can even believe that number, because there's no data integrity, because they're not following that. But total number of deaths in Democratic states, 70,144. So it's just like the numbers with communism. Yes, we have committed terrible sins enslaving tribal peoples from Turtle Island, from here, and from Africa as well. But they pale in comparison to the numbers killed in the Soviet Union, 25 to 30 million. Communist China, 75 to 100 million. So there, I'm pretty much done with that. And for the people who are still walking around wearing masks, and driving around wearing masks, you know, I just really don't have much to say to you anymore. You've been propagandized. So I want to jump into what's going on. A.G. Barr held a presser this week, and I even put out a midweek little special, and I'm going to start doing that. If you go to jeffreyprather.com and subscribe to my brief, you're going to get my midweek little 15-20-minute update, because too much happens during the week. I've been being asked to do that quite some time, and I'm going to do that. It's only going to be on jeffreyprather.com, but the podcasts are out there everywhere. So Barr was talking about how the FBI unlocked a terrorist's phone that Apple would not do. And this is the terrorist that shot up three of our guys down in Pensacola, our military guys. And then from what they unlocked, he found they were with Al-Qaeda Arab Peninsula, AQOP, we call it. Those are the real Al-Qaeda guys going on. And then he mentioned peripherally that SOCOM did a hit on the bad guys in Yemen. And they said, well, what happened? He goes, well, I'm not going to talk about that because we're not going to give that away. So that's great. And the FBI is starting to roll up 1,000 Talents programs. And then Director Ray got on there afterwards. He didn't look too happy, but he was actually doing real FBI work. They're actually finally starting to go after the Chinese spies, which I include Hillary Clinton as one. And I've explained that in detail. And so I'm going to go into that. And I'm going to also talk about the former deputy director of CIA, Mike Morrell, who has a show on Saturday night on this channel. It's out of CBS, but he has Intelligence Matters. And what a liar and incompetent idiot he is. Brennan, former director of CIA, who spied on Congress, who perjured himself, who's probably going to be indicted, who cut a live feed with CNN when they asked real questions. Go ahead, look this up. And then, of course, there's the Biden-Ukraine leak tapes of him going quid pro quo on the audio tapes. But we already have the videotape of him and Obama. So, you know, if you are this propagandized, I'm not sure I can help you. But that's okay. But anyway, to start doing a deep dive here, what I've pulled up is the Permanent Subcommittee United States Senate Investigations on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. And it's the threats to the U.S. research enterprise, China's talent recruitment plans. So this is the Senate, and I'm just going to start to show you the table of contents. And so I'm saying, like, CIA needs to go away. FBI needs to go away. And, you know, I know guys from both. Like, I know heroes from both. But here is the table of context. China's goal to be the science and technology leader by 2050. China's systematic targeting of critical technologies. China's military-civilian fusion strategy. This goes back to unrestricted warfare. China deletes references to the 1,000 Talents program. After implementation of talent recruitment plans, more Chinese students, researchers, and scientists are returning to China from the United States. I mean, this isn't rocket science, FBI counterintelligence agents. The National Science Foundation is unprepared to stop foreign talent recruitment plan. The identified weaknesses in tracking foreign students. And Chinese science members likely stole energy research and intellectual property. They also misappropriated National Institute of Health research. And now I come to my favorite section here, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The FBI was slow to recognize the threat. Remember how they're always saying, we're the FBI, we're the FBI. We're the CIA. The FBI took nearly 2 years to disseminate talent recruitment plan information to federal grant-making agencies. And the FBI disbanded its National Security Higher Education Advisory Board. 2017, U.S. company applied for Chinese national to work on the digital cellular radio network, ours. 2016, a U.S. company applied for Chinese national to work on controlled and proprietary wireless technology. Our cell phones, folks. In 2016, a U.S. company applied for Chinese national to work on the controlled cellular technology funded by the talent plan. Are you with me here? The spies are asking to be on our cell phones. Okay? So I would love if Peter Strzok were listening, you know, the head of the foreign counterintelligence program of the FBI, you know. 2018, a U.S. company applied for Chinese national to access semiconductor technology and converter integrated circuits. 2017, company applied for a Chinese national to work on packaging, providing packaging and semiconductor technology. 2018, a U.S. company applied for a Chinese national to work on systems for telecommunications services. This individual previously worked for the Huawei as a software engineer, you know, the one that Trump banned. And so the Chinese Academy of Sciences has been referred to as the backbone of the Chinese Innovation System. However, the United States Department of Defense, and we are the ones who do real counterintelligence, not the law enforcement, they just don't get it, is the highest academic institution for comprehensive R&D in the natural and applied sciences in China, reports directly to the State Council in an advisory capacity, with much of its work contributing to products for military Chinese communist use. So I'm talking slow for, you know, Peter Stroke and, you know, Lisa Page and Comey, so that they can follow. This is real foreign counterintelligence information coming from the Senate. So now let me talk to you a little bit about what the FBI didn't do, because they were busy spying on, setting up Flynn and spying on Trump and making stuff up, which I've talked to in great detail. The FBI was slow to respond to threats by the Chinese talent recruitment programs, despite the government's public announcements in 2008 of its intent to recruit overseas research with access to cutting-edge research. They didn't identify anybody, even though they said, we're going to do this. I mean, so in law enforcement, you know, we call that a clue. Can't, you know, hey, I'm going to do this. An early and significant FBI criminal investigation of a Chinese talent, 1,000 talent program resulted in a guilty plea in December 2016. A team of FBI special agents in Connecticut arrested Dr. Long Yu, a Chinese citizen, who was stealing export control proprietary information for China. A 2018 FBI PowerPoint presentation recognized that the U.S. government has identified the talent plans as an avenue of illicit technology transfer. And this is something I was kind of talking on Charles' show a little bit, is we think in America that business and government is separate, but the drug cartels are bigger than governments, and that every Chinese business is connected to the communist Chinese state. The FBI took nearly 2 years to disseminate talent recruitment plan information to federal grant-making agencies. And some of the report is redacted there, probably to keep the FBI from being embarrassed. And that's been happening a long time in classification, is people classify stuff to keep themselves from being embarrassed. But that is really bad at this point. And so that is the state. So, and why am I focusing on the FBI? Because domestically, the FBI has the primary role for foreign counterintelligence. That is, spies in the United States. That's supposed to be the FBI. That used to be, they used to just kind of follow the Soviets around, but they have not been doing that. Why? Because instead of having the eyes out on enemy threats, they've had the eyes on spying on Congress, you know, spying on Trump, spying on us, going after the Finkums up in Oregon, all of that. And so that's what they missed while they were busy doing this. So I'm angry about that, and you should be too. So, but I'm on a break, so coming up on a hard break, so I'm going to take a break here. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. There is the new White House press secretary pushing back at the media, because they do not cover any real stories, because they are part of the deep state. And I'm going to do plenty of shows on that in the future. And, you know, forget Drudge. It's gone. It's been turned. Forget Fox News. Chris, whatever his name is, he's gone. Wallace, yeah, he's gone. Because they're acting like the media is still actually journalists. Probably Cheryl Atkinson's the only journalist left. So, by the way, the president of Mexico wants an investigation of Obama, of Fast and Furious, which is my whistleblowing stuff. So that's coming. Oh, by the way, the Ukrainian president is investigating Biden as well, because of the leaked tapes, finally. And if you play any of those, you know, remember Biden quid pro quo, and I want the guy fired for corruption. So, hey, Ken, here's a little test for you. So what did they find of corruption? How many corruption charges were brought against the former Ukrainian prosecutor?
I don't recall.
That's because there's none. There was none. There was no corruption to get him fired.
I'm surprised.
But yeah, aren't you? Yeah, aren't you surprised? But again, Chris Wallace and the other phony propaganda press that are part of the deep state, which is really part of the intelligence communities. I'm going to dive into that in the future. Are acting like they're legitimate media sources, and they have outrage, which is really silly. So, but there is something I want to correct here, and even though that new press secretary is doing great, she's incorrect. But I do want to pick on, and you know, probably management's going to get mad at me for this, is because they run this guy's show on Saturday night on this channel because he was a deputy director. So, if you haven't figured out yet, like Biden, who says he can beat Joe Biden or confuses his sister, you know, he's mentally incompetent to do anything. A lot of these guys in charge cannot do anything. So this is the guy who has a show on this station on Saturday night, is Mike Morrell. Is there was no wrongdoing on the part of the Obama administration officials who, during the presidential transition in 2016 and 2017, unmasked the identity of Michael Flynn. And he wrote this in the Washington Post, which is just like the New York Times. It's a propaganda press. And he says, I don't know of a single case which the unmasking process has been abused in. So he doesn't really know much. Finally, the fact that the senior official's name appeared on a list doesn't necessarily mean that the official actually made the request. So what he's saying there is, when Brennan and Biden's name are on the request to unmask, it's not actually them. That's what he's saying. Okay? So then they're lying on paperwork. So that's, if you submit that paperwork and evidence, then that becomes perjury. So with all these Obama officials, like with Holder, didn't know about Fast and Furious, and I had a case against him, either they're incompetent or they're corrupt or they're both. But to say that nothing's going wrong, he's just defending himself. So let me straighten this out. Because again, I was in 1811. I was a special agent with the Drug Enforcement Administration for 19 years before I whistleblew on them. And they fired me with 1 year from retirement with never having a bad evaluation. I was also the credentialed intelligence officer and branch director with the Defense Intelligence Agency. I was also a soldier for over 25 years. Okay, I've been in the White House. I've been in the White House Situation Room, the CIA, the DIA, the NSA. I've been on lots of covert operations. I know what I'm talking about. And the first thing is, these guys don't run investigations. Comey was running the investigation of Hillary Clinton. He's a supervisor. Somebody call in, some special agent or cop or something, call in and say, do supervisors run investigations? Just, no, they don't. But he said, well, I'm going to run this one so that there's no political corruption from headquarters. Give me a break. Their lies are terrible. So the first thing is that the identity of Michael Flynn was never unmasked in an intelligence report. The FBI wiretapped him, and then the report was put out. The FBI wiretapped phone calls between a Russian ambassador and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn's identity was not masked in the transcript that the FBI created after Flynn's phone call. So there was no unmasking. They wiretapped him. That's called a Title III. I've done wiretaps. You got to have an affidavit. You know, you got to go before a judge, raise your hand and swear based upon your experience that this stuff is true. Judge says, do you swear this is true? Yeah, I swear this is true. If it's a lie, which it was, it's called perjury. I'm talking slow for all you Democrats and liberals out there who are still saying stuff like, well, Trump's a buffoon. You can't talk about the real issues. All you can do is have hate-filled speech. The document lists 39 Obama administration officials who submitted requests for intelligence reports that identified Flynn in a National Security Agency, NSA, intelligence report drafted between November 8, 2016 and January 31st, 2017. Because this is when Flynn was talking to Kislyak. Well, he's the incoming National Security Advisor. So who's he supposed to talk to? He's doing his job. Plus, he said, of course, well, you've got the transcript, because he knows, they all know, all those calls are listened to all the time. So what's the point? The point is that this is a soft coup run by the intelligence community and the deep state DOJ. That's what's the point. And the point is that military patriots, and this is how I'm honoring my brothers and my fallen brothers and sisters on Memorial Day, is to fight for what they died for. This is historic, and nobody knows about it because they're listening to Fox News and CNN talk about masks and phony numbers. And of course, GOP lawmakers have called for investigations into the leak of this information, because the leak of a wiretap of a classified phone call between the incoming national security advisor and the Russian ambassador, it's classified. And so if you leak classified information, that's a felony. But nobody's asking about it. That's what the White House press secretary was talking about. If I did that, I'd be in jail. Believe me, they've tried. They've gone after me for over a decade. The only reason they can't get me is because their lies always fall apart, like they're falling apart right now. When the FBI circulated the report, they included Flynn's name from the beginning, a former senior U.S. official told the Washington Post. Even the propaganda press gets it right. There were, therefore, no requests for the unmasking of that information. I say again, Flynn was not unmasked. He was wiretapped illegally because he was wiretapped on illegal information. And then it was leaked, which is another felony. The felonies are piling up. And by the way, I'm not so worried about Barr saying, well, this doesn't go to Obama and Biden, because Ukraine is after Biden. It's a criminal investigation of Biden, and Mexico is after Obama. They want an investigation of Fast and Furious, which is how I got it, because those emails go back to the White House. That's how I got started in this, folks, is I called out administrator Karen Tandy and Michelle Leonhardt, who I had worked with when they were Department of Justice lawyers, and they were destroying my case when I was trying to extradite the first Mexican cartel leader, Miguel Caro Quintero, who had, with his brother Rafael, murdered and tortured our agent Kiki Camarena. It's a famous thing. And I had said when I was called to active duty, hey, they're destroying my case. And of course, later on, it came out in the Niebla Zambada trial, look it up, that the DEA raised their hand in federal court and said, yes, we had a deal with the Sinaloan cartel to let them run drugs north in exchange for Fast and Furious guns going south. And the rest is history. So this is what is really going on. And of course, then Yates mentioned that Obama knew that Flynn had been unmasked. Why does POTUS know about these intelligence details? Because he directed it. This all goes back to Obama. And then, of course, we've got Susan Rice's ridiculous last-minute email where she says, he says everything by the book, writes her to herself. It's a phony email. We all know it. But the FBI used to be real, and I want to be fair. Ed Morales, again, hero of the Miami gunfight, great guy. FBI unit had concerns as far back as 2015 that Steele's relationships with Russian oligarchs, this is a footnote in the dossier, and the FBI was provided assessments that Steele's claims about Michael Cohen and a trip that Donald Trump made to Moscow were products of Russian disinformation. My peerage, Tony Schaefer at DIA, great intelligence officer, had said, well, you know, the FBI should have looked and seen that this is disinformation. You gotta check your information. This is why the FBI's Fourth Counterintelligence Program is so ridiculous at this point. But back then, when the FBI was still real, they were saying, hey, this could be disinformation, which it was. So let me translate this for the Democrats listening to the show, okay? Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party were colluding with the Russians with disinformation. That's what I'm really saying here. This is our footnotes in the Mueller report. The FBI received assessments in 2017 that Russia's intelligence service pushed disinformation to Steele regarding former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen and a 2013 trip that Trump made to Moscow. according to a footnote in the report. You got to read the footnotes. You know, remember the footnote I was talking about? I think it was last week when the guy says, well, I think it was this person. Why? Well, I heard his voice on YouTube. That's a good one. This is what they're putting in the Mueller report. An unknown entity, its identity is still redacted, assessed that it did not have high confidence in this subset of Steele's reporting. So they're talking about sources and subsources, which are informed. In my day was CI, confidential informant, and they changed it to confidential source. Now it's human confidential source. Assessed that the reference subset was a part of a Russian disinformation campaign to denigrate U.S. foreign relations. And, but the FBI unit that was concerned, they did not get to the FBI Crossfire Hurricane team. Why? Well, because they had an agenda, which was to stop Flynn, because if you stop Flynn, you stop Flynn reforming the swamp, draining the swamp, which is reforming the intelligence community. I hope this is making sense to everybody. Anyway, I've run over, so I'll take a break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point on a holy day, the Memorial Day. Back with you in the Perfection Auto Works studios, right back for the final segment after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works studios, 527-90-2040. Forgot to put that out because I'm very passionate, especially today, remembering my fallen brothers and sisters. So before I wrap this up, Fiona Hill, remember Fiona Hill, who was the arrogant Ukrainian expert, who served as a top Russia expert in the Trump White House, testified on October 14, 2019. She testified she believed that Steele published Russian disinformation. And I'm quoting here the Washington Post. So, but they're still sticking with the same lies. And they're still saying that Flynn was unmasked, just like the beginning of the Mueller report is Russia hacked the DNC. There's no evidence of that, and it's finally starting to come out. So what's going on, and why is this important? Because it's the deep state. It's the intelligence community. I know I was part of it for decades, intimately. So last Thursday, the Senate confirmed John Ratcliffe as DNI, Director of National Intelligence. Why is that significant? Because the left did not want him in there because he's a big Trump supporter. Well, why did they do that finally all of a sudden? Well, because Rick Grenell was declassifying everything on him, and they're all running scared because everything they've been saying, Schiff, all these guys come out. Remember Schiff, all the lies in CNN and Rachel Maddow on CNN? There's evidence that Trump is a Russian agent. Remember all those lies, all those years of lies that they've been getting away with? Well, but their testimony comes out and they show that none of this is true, that they have been lying to you. They're lying to you. And so now this is all coming out. So they're like, out of desperation, they're confirming Ratcliffe, and maybe they got something on him. But what also is happening that's really significant is that Judge Emmett Sullivan, so he's the guy who's running the Flynn case. He's the guy, he's one of those corrupt judges. This is how corrupt the system is, that when Flynn, and Flynn's first set of lawyers was in on it, and I think my lawyer, even though DEA never charged me, was in on it at the time. He finally got new lawyers. I think it's Sidney Powell, fabulous lady lawyer. He wants to charge Flynn for changing his plea to not guilty. He wants to charge Flynn with perjury. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's almost like the way the government was treating the Native peoples. And so, as this is starting to fall apart, because this is ridiculous, Judge Emmett Sullivan, the guy hearing the Flynn case and who won't and has lambasted Flynn, he's a open Democrat supporter, he's hired his own high powered lawyer. Did you know about that, Ken? You did. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is crazy. In a rare step that adds to this criminal case's already unusual path, Sullivan has retained Beth Wilkinson to represent him in defending his decision to a federal appeals court in Washington. So have you ever heard of that?
No,
I've never even heard of that. And I've sat at the table prosecuting drug dealers that I've put away for 30 years. So Just a couple of facts. The DOJ joined with the defense position and filed an unopposed motion to drop the case against Flynn. So the guys who were prosecuting him, the government, have dropped the case. Why? Well, because we probably think that the stuff goes back to Obama. I talked about that there's handwriting that looks like it goes back to Obama notes on previous shows. The U.S. attorney from Missouri, Jeff Jensen, has discovered a trail of internal evidence pointing towards a corrupt originating prosecution for the case against Flynn. And as I said, acting DNI Rick Grinnell has declassified all these documents. And now the FBI director, Ray, has been forced to announce an internal investigation that the FBI for wrongful conduct specifically investigated Flynn. Remember, the FBI agents didn't believe he did anything wrong, and they had the transcript. And then this is really key here. Lisa Page, in one of her texts, remember Lisa texts with her lover, Rudy is on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, you know, the one that submitted all the phony, took all the phony affidavits, haven't done any. Did you know that? Peter Stroke, I did. We talked about it before and after. I need to get together with him, get together with the judge. Sullivan took over from Contreras, the judge. So what does all this mean? This means that a federal judge is getting scared. And so what he's doing is he's getting an attorney. Why? Because he's getting caught up in this too. So again, I think we're winning. This looks like good news because Christopher Wray has ordered the FBI Inspection Division to conduct an after-action review of the Michael Flynn investigation. Of course, I don't expect much to come of that. Because I learned OPR is the most corrupt. OPR lied about me. But it is hopeful. Anyway, that's what's going on. Eric, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, so this Judge Anna Sullivan is upset about Michael Flynn pleading guilty and now withdrawing his plea, and the judge is feeling that then was a lie, that he pled guilty, and that's why he's holding up the dismissal. But the problem with that is that he knows that Flynn was coerced using undue influence by the threat of the FBI to prosecute Flynn's son. Any statement made under duress or undue influence or coercion is invalid. And the judge should know that. And the fact that the judge, he's supposed to know the law. Why is he hiring an attorney? He's the one in charge. He's not supposed to be having to defer or ask for legal advice from an attorney, which is just ridiculous. But his being upset about Flynn pleading guilty and then taking it back is not perjury, because it was a statement that was induced under coercion, undue influence, and duress. And I just don't understand why the judge doesn't understand that, and if he doesn't, and he needs to hire an attorney to help him through this case, he should right there recuse himself. That's sufficient grounds to recuse himself in it right there. And what he's done in this case is just the wackiest thing I've ever seen or heard a judge do. But if he doesn't understand that statements, when somebody puts a gun to your head, yeah, you'll sign something, that's not valid.
Well, not only that, but the FBI off the record said they won't prosecute, and the FBI said there were no other promises made in the agreement. So I've WITSEC'd guys. I've put guys in WITSEC protection program. And so when the FBI said they didn't write down that, yeah, we won't go after your son, they again perjured themselves as well, because they wrote in their agreement that there was nothing there. There's plenty of crimes here. So you an 1811 or cop, ex-cop, or you don't want to say?
Me, no. I support the police. Never been one. But, okay. No, I think the FBI, you know, has turned into one of the most corrupt organizations. And I know that everybody says, well, the rank and file, but the problem is if the leadership is corrupt, it taints the entire agency, and it's time to rethink that agency and possibly, you know, start over with something else, because I don't think the FBI can ever come back.
No, and a lot. Thanks for your call, and a lot of us feel that way. And again, I graduated from the FBI Academy in 1990. Worked closely with the FBI because they always thought the DEA was going to roll into the FBI. Never did. But I agree, too corrupt. And those guys who are in the know say that, too. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. You there?
All this stuff is a big distraction, whether it's the hydroxychloroquine, the mayor's and the governor's edicts, the Steele dossier, the mask, and all this testing. What we have to do is look at the big picture that China is at war with us. When President Trump calls out China, the media turns around and attacks them. We need to pay attention to these other things that are going on, but let's not take our eye off the ball and look at the bigger picture. We are under attack. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being brief. We are, but and we can beat China. But the main point is that we have traitors in our midst, and that's what I'm trying to call out. We can beat China, no problem. So this is why I focused on this. So what I want you to remember is to remember our fallen today. John 15:13, greater love has no one than to lay down his life for his friends. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Thanks for listening. Keep the faith. We are winning. God bless.